In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thursday, the 15th of May. Great to have you with us, everybody. The Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, voted 3-2 today to ask us what we think about net neutrality. The process is technically called a public comment period, and the FCC conveniently gave out a phone number for us to call, so we did.
Thank you for calling the FCC's Consumer Center. If your call concerns the open internet, please email your thoughts to openinternet@fcc.gov.
So there you go. That's Marketplace's public service announcement for the day. The FCC will no doubt receive a whole lot of emails about its proposed rules for, and here I quote Chairman Tom Wheeler again, protecting and preserving an open internet. A single company has figured in much of that discussion to date, Netflix, and specifically the deals it did with Comcast and Verizon, in which Netflix pays extra to guarantee that its flicks are delivered to us without delay. The figure that gets bandied about is that Netflix alone accounts for about a third of all downstream broadband traffic in prime time. So we sent Marketplace's David Weinberg out to put that figure into context.
Barbara Vanshevik is faculty director of the Center for Internet and Society at the Stanford Law School. I asked her what it means that Netflix accounts for such a large portion of internet traffic.
So I actually don't think it matters. You know, because under a good network neutrality regime, people just pay for the bandwidth they use, and it doesn't really matter where it's coming from.
For example, she says, think about the way we pay for electricity in the summer. A much larger portion of the energy we use is generated by air conditioners.
And we don't say, oh, now the electricity company should be charging the air conditioning producers for the fact that they create all this demand for electricity.
Under net neutrality, the same rules would apply to the internet. Broadband providers couldn't charge based on the type of content, so Netflix or email or Spotify would all be treated the same. Users could only be charged on the amount of bandwidth used. And Netflix, being a video streaming service, takes up a lot of bandwidth.
I think it's important to know that Netflix pays for that.
John Blevins is a law professor at Loyola in New Orleans. He says Netflix pays a substantial amount to send out its shows through the internet.
The concern is that the internet companies, because they own essentially the driveway to your house, the only way into your house, they want to charge Netflix twice.
That second charge is what's often called paid prioritization, which is currently allowed by the FCC. Over the next 120 days, the FCC will take comments from the public on whether that policy should stand. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.